at 7:39, 21 minutes before 8 o'clock, 42 degrees in Holland. It's time now for the Hope Sports Roundtable. And once again, here's your host of the Hope Sports Roundtable, the voice of Hope College Athletics, Ron Weatherby.
Well, good morning, Holland and football fans, as we join again this morning on the roundtable. And Coach Krebs is all smiles. It has been all week for some reason or other. It must have been that ball game last week Saturday. And, Coach, that was a very, very fine ball game.
Well, a lot of things happened the way we wanted them to. You know, the difference between that game and a week ago, you know, when the ball was loose, we grabbed it there on the ground, and it just made a difference. Defense blocked a punt, took it for a touchdown, blocked an extra point, took it for a two-point conversion. Just a lot of things happened, you know, plus the opening drive. We went 80 yards in four plays and scored. So jumped on them early, took them out of the game, and I think that was the key to the whole thing.
I was really impressed with on that one, Coach, because you got some breaks in the early going, but you took advantage of them. Yeah. Took advantage of turnovers or big plays and put points on the board fast.
That's one of our goals. Every week we look at that and say anytime the other team turns the ball over, we either have to get two first downs or score a touchdown. That's our goal. We've got to reward the defense for making that happen, and we were able to do it.
Before we went on the air, what did you say? You were 7 offensive plays and 21 points on the board in that ballgame?
We run 7 offensive plays, and we'd scored 21 points. But a lot of that obviously attributed to the defense.
Ron Weatherby's telling fans listening to the ball games throughout the season that there's a halfback pass in the option, and by golly, you pulled that out last week. We saw a halfback pass for a touchdown last week. We're going to see that again sometime this year.
You might tell us. Yep.
I was saying also that the only play he hadn't used last week was a fake punt, and that's got to come out one of these weeks.
That's ready to go as well.
I know. I watched it a little bit.
Our punter, Dean DeVries, he's a great athlete. He could run it. He could throw it. He's really, don't let his size fool you. He can move.
Well, there was a quick kick. The punt defense team on a called quick kick.
I still haven't quite
Olivet blocked that, and was run back for a touchdown. So,
you know, I've seen teams quick kick on third down. I don't really see that on fourth down. You know, that's just another play. Luckily, we had a blitz called, and Cody Lindemolder came free on it and blocked the punt right there. So there's
a blocked quick kick punt run back for a touchdown. There's a halfback pass. There's a 1-point PAT kick that's blocked and returned 95 yards for a touchdown. What a bunch of unusual plays last week. That was fun.
Go ahead.
Oh, that was just fun on the radio out there. You know, you had things going all the time and exciting plays to get with. And, we just had a great time.
Yeah. Well, the halfback pass right before halftime, I thought, put emphasis on it. We do practice that every day. And it was all Sean had to get it as far as he did. And Vince came back. I thought it was going to be underthrown and put it on the ground. But Vince came back and caught it and took it in untouched.
Well, you made a little change last week. It looked like you took some dice or something, put some names on it, threw them on the table and said, all right, now this is how my offensive line is going to line up this week. And you have one of these linemen with you today. Now,
we have Brandon Parcell here today. Brandon's already a 2-year starter as a sophomore for us. So plays a lot of the time next to his brother, Connor Parcell, both from Cadillac, both great players for us. But Brandon's just kind of what I'm looking for in the offensive line. He's smart, he's a good student, he's a good athlete, and he's a great person, and he's really starting to develop into a leader in that unit and on our offense.
Okay, Brandon, vital statistics. Height and weight?
6 foot, 265.
265?
Yes.
Where does that put you on the line? Now, Droppers has got to be bigger than you, right?
Yeah. I think third behind Cal and Joe.
All right. And who wins in a 40-yard dash? Which one of the linemen?
Definitely not me. Not me.
All right. Not fast as a 40, but quick off the line.
Exactly. Huh? That's all we got to be.
What do you bench press?
Right around 300.
Good. What are you majoring in Hope?
Athletic training.
And when did you decide to go for that?
Probably about my junior year of high school. I started to think about it because you got to apply for the program. They only let about 10 in or so.
What's the name of the major?
It's athletic training.
Athletic training.
Yes.
Hope has got a major in that category, and they keep it very restricted. Do you there's some admission qualifications?
Yes, sir.
A lot of medicine, biology, physiology?
Yep, human anatomy. I'm in human physiology right now. You got to take a biology prerequisite. And then you just kind of progress with the kinesiology classes.
2-year starter, just a sophomore. What's the toughest class you've had at Hope so far?
Oh,
what's the name of the professor?
I would say it'd be human physiology right now, and it's Dr. Barney.
Yeah, and that's toughest, huh?
Yes.
Got coach for a class?
No.
What? How many hours are you taking for right now? What kind of a class load?
I am taking 14 credit hours right now.
And how many classes is that?
Four with a lab.
Or with a lab. That's good. And what's it take to be a good offensive lineman? We've got, if somebody's going to high school right now, listening to you, thinking, man, maybe I can play college ball. Maybe I'll go to Hope. What advice would you give to a high school senior in the offensive line?
I would say that you just have to work on really communicating. I mean, it's big. You got to trust a guy to your left, trust a guy to your right. There's just got to be, everyone's got to be synchronized together, and then you just have to work on just fundamentals, you know, the right step. We talk about false steps every day. You know, take a false step, you're one step behind that defensive guy, he's going to beat you. You know, you got to take the right steps, hand placement, all that. It's just fundamentals.
There's a lot more into it than block that guy, isn't there, Coach? In fact, you don't block that guy anymore. You have mostly area blocking.
Yeah, we have some man, a lot of area.
Does the center call the defensive plays?
He's kind of the middle of it. He'll call out the fronts, you know, he'll help us out. If we have a certain pass protection, we kind of have, you know, code calls, we call them. He'll call it out, and then it will just kind of travel through the line, and we'll all be on the same page.
You got to get some backs involved in that, too, because the fullback usually has to pick up that extra man. And oftentimes, if he goes the wrong way, you're still in trouble, aren't you?
Yep, that.
You know, the other five guys are working well, but then the fullback kind of, you know, fools around out there. Coach, you got a few injuries now over the course of the season, and you're having to make some changes. You're having to add some new guys. Had a couple of freshmen going along with that first two, and that's something we haven't had so far this year.
Which freshmen are you talking about?
I'm talking about the ends, number two ends out there for you.
Right now, Taylor Briner's not going to play on Saturday. He got his leg rolled up on, hopefully we'll have him back for Kalamazoo. So we have a couple of new guys backing up. Matt Kroll's going to start. Vince Boddy will still start on the other side. And then Damon Thomas, a freshman. Along with Pat Wolf, another freshman, will be our backups. These guys are great players in their own right. You know, we're just keep bringing them along a little bit, but they can make plays for us.
Well, I like the physique of this Thomas kid out there, the freshman. Nice build on him.
Tall, lanky kid. He had a couple catches last week in the Olivet game for us, so we got him a little playing experience now. We expect him to do even a little bit more this week.
Listed at 6'3", 205. That's nice numbers.
Yeah, we usually go 5'10", about 160, you know, at some of those spots. When you think about, a guy like Brown out there, and then you switch off and put in Thomas. Well, this Elma Scott team is a fairly young team. They have some injuries. Seems like they have lost their quarterback also for this week.
Yeah, their quarterback is the athletic director's son. He tore his shoulder up a week ago, so he's out, so the backup's in. Still a running threat. They're doing a little bit more on the ground. Games like this scare me to death. You know, we go from playing one of the few undefeated teams in the country last week. Now we're playing an 0-6 team. You know, it's just a whole different kind of motivation, and we've got to have our guys ready to go tomorrow.
Brandon, you haven't heard it all this week. Do not overlook this team, have you? The coaches mentioned that at all?
Not at all.
Last week, it probably wasn't hard with Olivet, 5-0. But with this club, this team hasn't won a ball game. It's probably a little harder to get that team up and ready after last week.
Yeah, I think our guys are smart, though. I think they've got it figured out. You know, last week we jumped on them early. I think that's going to be the key this week, too. We can take them out of the game, but it's not going to happen in five plays.
Well, this ball club, I looked a little bit at the statistics between Olivet and Elma, and boy, they look awfully similar in that ball game, and that was won by Olivet in overtime. So,
Olivet came from behind to beat them. So, like I said, we've got to be ready. We've got to come out fast, got to come out hard. Defense got to back us up again. They've done a great job this year. We've only given up 14 points in the third quarter, 14 points in the fourth quarter for the entire season. So, pretty good.
Well, let's pick up another win on Saturday.
Sounds like a plan to me.
So, let's go home.
99.